Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Stronger Than BPD Journal DBT Activities to Help Women Manage Emotions and Heal from Borderline Personality Disorder is a guided self-help journal by BPD advocate and peer. Educator Debbie Corso, created with clinical input from psychotherapist Catherine C. Holt. The book belongs to the practical mental health workbook category, rather than to narrative memoir or theoretical psychology. Its purpose is to translate dialectical behavior therapy, commonly known as DBT, into written activities that women with borderline personality disorder can use for reflection, emotional regulation, self-care, and relationship repair. The journal begins from a balanced premise BPD can shape emotional experience, daily functioning, and relationships, but it does not define the whole person. Instead of presenting DBT as abstract treatment language, the book uses prompts and exercises to help readers observe emotions, reduce self-judgment, identify stressors, and practice more deliberate responses in everyday situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, DBT principles are converted into accessible journaling practice. A central feature of the Stronger Than BPD journal is its effort to make dialectical behavior therapy more usable outside a clinical session. DBT can be difficult for readers to absorb when it is presented only as a set of terms or skills lists. This journal uses writing prompts to slow the process down, giving users a place to notice emotional patterns, record reactions, and connect those reactions to choices. The value of journaling in this context is not simply expression. It creates a structured pause between an intense feeling and the behavior that might follow it. That pause is especially relevant for BPD, where emotional shifts can feel urgent and overwhelming. The book does not replace comprehensive DBT treatment, but it supports the repeated practice that DBT requires. By asking readers to write rather than only read, it turns self-help into active rehearsal. This format also makes the work measurable in a personal way, because entries can reveal recurring triggers, improvements in coping, and areas where support is still needed. Secondly, emotional regulation is framed as skill building rather than personal failure. The journal treats intense emotions as experiences that can be understood and managed, not as evidence of weakness or defective character. This framing is important because many people with BPD struggle with shame after emotional episodes, interpersonal conflict, or rapid mood changes. The book directs attention toward identifying what happened, what the emotional response felt like, and what alternative response might reduce harm. That approach reflects a practical DBT orientation. Emotions are real and valid, but actions can still be chosen with increasing awareness. By emphasizing repeated exercises, the journal avoids promising a quick transformation. Emotional regulation is presented as gradual skill building, where progress comes from recognizing patterns and practicing coping strategies before crises become unmanageable. The book is especially useful in this respect because it separates the presence of distress from the identity of the person experiencing it. Readers are encouraged to examine strong feelings without treating those feelings as the final truth about themselves or their relationships. Thirdly, self-judgment and identity are addressed as part of BPD recovery work. One of the more distinctive themes of the book is its attention to how a diagnosis can become fused with self-perception. The journal acknowledges that borderline personality disorder may affect emotions, relationships, and daily decisions. But it also emphasizes that BPD is not the totality of a person's story. This is not merely reassuring language, it has practical significance. When a reader sees every reaction as proof of being broken, reflection can turn into self-attack. The journal instead encourages observation with less harshness, helping users distinguish between symptoms, choices, needs, and values. This matters because shame can intensify avoidance and make it harder to practice new skills. The exercises aim to create enough self-compassion for honest evaluation without excusing harmful behavior. In this way, the book occupies a middle ground between validation and responsibility. It recognizes pain while still directing the reader toward constructive action, which is consistent with the dialectical balance at the center of DBT. Fourthly, relationship difficulties are approached through reflection and communication practice. The book recognizes that BPD often affects relationships, particularly when emotional intensity, fear of rejection, or rapid shifts in perception influence communication, rather than treating relationship problems as isolated incidents. The journal format helps readers examine the sequence around conflict, the trigger, the interpretation, the emotional reaction, the behavior, and the outcome. This sequence matters because communication rarely breaks down at only one point. A written exercise can reveal whether the central issue was a misunderstood intention, a boundary problem, a need that was not expressed clearly, or a reaction shaped by earlier emotional pain. The journal also supports interpersonal effectiveness by encouraging readers to think about how they communicate needs and respond to others under stress. Its contribution is practical rather than theoretical. It gives users a way to rehearse more deliberate communication before or after difficult interactions. For readers using therapy, these entries can also become useful material for discussion because they organize relational experiences into patterns that are easier to analyze. Lastly, lived experience and clinical perspective give the workbook a hybrid voice. The authorship gives the journal a position that differs from many standard clinical workbooks. Debbie Corso is known as a BPD advocate and peer educator, while Catherine C. Holt contributes a psychotherapeutic perspective. This combination matters because self-help resources for BPD can fail in two different ways. They can be too clinical and impersonal, or they can be supportive without enough skill structure. The Stronger Than BPD journal attempts to bridge that gap by using a gentle tone while still grounding its activities in DBT concepts. The peer element can make the material feel less distant for readers who want evidence that their experiences are understood from the inside. The clinical element helps keep the exercises oriented toward recognized therapeutic aims, such as emotional regulation, distress reduction, self-observation, and improved communication. The result is not a substitute for treatment by a mental health professional, especially for readers in crisis, but it is a focused companion resource for people who benefit from structured, compassionate practice. In conclusion, the Stronger Than BPD journal is best suited for women with borderline personality disorder who want a structured, non-technical way to practice DBT-related skills between therapy sessions or as an introductory self-help tool. It may also be useful for readers who are familiar with DBT but need a more reflective format to connect skills with daily experiences. Its practical benefits include helping users track emotional triggers, reduce harsh self-judgment, pause before reacting, and think more clearly about communication patterns. Its intellectual benefit is narrower, but still meaningful. It shows how a diagnosis can be addressed without becoming the whole framework for identity. Compared with many DBT books, the journal stands out because it is not primarily a manual or an explanation of treatment. It is an activity-based companion that asks the reader to participate, record, and revisit personal patterns. Compared with more general mental health journals, it is more specifically aligned with BPD-related challenges, especially emotional intensity and relational strain. Its strongest value lies in this combination of specificity, accessibility, and supportive structure. Readers who need intensive clinical intervention should not treat it as a replacement for professional care, but as a practical supplement, it occupies a clear and useful place in the DBT self-help category. If you would like to support Debbie Corso BSC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.